It's Monday, June the 27th, 2016, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. This is the podcast where we normally do reviews and
picks.
Coverages and picks and weeks, but we got none of that for you this week.
Yeah, this week's boring.
Yeah, I mean, but it's okay. Because you know what, guys?
What?
And to quote the famous Kenji Inafune, it's better than nothing.
That's sad.
It's better than nothing, guys! If you hadn't heard, Mighty No. 9 came out.
Yeah, and I heard it's okay.
I heard it's better than nothing.
Sonic the Hedgehog said it was better than nothing.
Man, so. That Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter account, man, get wrecked. That guy was savage.
Yeah, but also, like, all the lashback from that account just was even more savage. Like, people just posting up pictures of Sonic Boom and just being like, shut up.
I mean, there was a lot of, like, pictures of, like, that and glass houses and stuff. But I'm like, who fucking cares? At this point, like, the genius of that Twitter account is they know that Sonic is in a bad place and has been in a bad place for a while. At least they can laugh at themselves about it.
I guess.
My number 9, though. So, it wasn't just the game that was bad. Did you see, like, the backer rewards that they got?
No.
So one of them is like a Mighty No. 9 figure. It looks like he's melting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, just everything is
Everything about it just didn't work out. So it was sad, but...
I think the craziest thing to come out of all of this Mighty No. 9 news is how long the credits are in that game.
4 hours?
4 hours of credits because of all the backers.
And they could up the scroll speed.
They could have, but they didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, well, imagine looking for your name.
Yeah. Well, I guess you would have a backer number. So you'd just be like, where's my backer number? And then, oh, here. Am I here? No? Yes?
I guess so. Still, that's rough.
Like, that makes me, like, the only thing I've ever backed on Kickstarter is Shenmue 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wonder if it's going to be the same thing.
You backed that?
Yeah.
For how much?
$60.
Oh, my God.
I backed the physical version, the physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, Kickstarter exclusive case or something. Okay. I was like, sure. Like, I'm going to want this game eventually. Like, curiosity's event. Might as well pay it now. And, like, 2 years down the line, I just have it.
Yeah. Jeez, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
When's it coming out?
Unannounced.
Oh.
I'm getting a hot forklift-styled updates from my Twitter, from my Kickstarter feed. But they're going through, like, animations and development and stuff.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, what's his name? Yu Suzuki? Is that the guy who created Shenmue?
Yes. Yeah. I believe that's the one.
Yeah, Yu Suzuki's sending me hot Kickstarter backer updates.
That's the man. Yeah. I've only ever used Kickstarter for toy stuff. And even then, I haven't bought anything. It's more just like, here's a dollar.
I like your idea.
Yeah.
You go, kids.
Because I found that everything that's cool on Kickstarter, you can always find on the aftermarket, or at least the ones that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
They set it up so that they can go sell it.
That's where I'm waiting for that aftermarket Millennium Blades.
Well, they're reprinting, right?
I hope so.
Well, good luck to you. But yeah.
Oh yeah, we went way off topic. Mighty No. 9.
Yeah, that was that. I didn't know if there's anything else you want to say.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so yeah, I've been reading reviews for Mighty No. 9, and I don't feel like anyone can pinpoint why they think it's middling, but everyone just says it is. And it makes me even more curious to try it for myself.
Yeah.
Like, every review I read is just like, this game's average. Why?
Okay.
Because it's average.
When you looked at, like, the videos, did you think it looked like a good game? Because I was always on the opinion that it looked like garbage.
I thought it looked cool. Like, the art style is whatever, but the whole mechanic of, like, dashing through your enemies and creating dash combos and stuff, that's really cool to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I can totally get past visuals if your gameplay's on point.
What was the other game that came out just before that proved to be way better? Azure Striker Gunvolt.
Oh, those games are great, though. Even the first one's good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Those are good games.
Really good games.
Recommended.
Those are really good. They had, like, a similar mechanic, right? Only theirs is more like an energy bubble to fill up, and then you shoot it out. Kind of like Zarya in Overwatch. So that's cool. But then let's just talk about some picks and stuff.
Yeah.
True. Mine will be pretty simple. Anime season for the spring is over.
Yeah.
Some new anime is coming in.
Uh-huh.
But in the interim, generally when we come to the ends of anime, new anime gets announced, like as teasers. For example, My Hero is going to get a season 2. Not that we didn't see this one coming.
Yeah.
But the one that gets me is Trigger's next anime. They announced their next anime.
Kizen Iver 2.
No.
Electric Boogaloo.
No, it is one of my favorites.
Kill la Kill 2?
No.
Gurren Lagann 2?
No.
I don't know.
It is Little Witch Academia is getting a full-on TV series.
Oh, cool. Not just like a second OVA?
No, it's a full-on series.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
At the moment, though, they've been pretty vague, so no one knows if this will be like Luluco or, well, they'll have a real anime going, yeah, and then...
I don't know, man. Luluco's like the realest anime.
I know. It is the realest anime, but you know what I mean. Like, it's a short.
Yeah.
But I do feel like Little Witch, they seem to have like this huge world that they could just do a lot with, just because it seems very Harry Potter-ish. So yeah. I hope it's a full-on series.
That show, that OVA was nothing if not charming.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Like, I trust Trigger to do something cool, mm-hmm. but I don't know how that would translate into a full series.
The thing that I think would be interesting is Little Witch is probably Trigger / previous Gainax's only series that I can think of that is appropriate for all ages.
Yeah, yeah. Even Kizen Iver is like, no, it deals with like really deep topics that even like late teens might not.
Yeah, Luluco's not appropriate.
Kill la Kill's not appropriate.
Kill la Kill's not appropriate, but that's why I really liked Academia, because it reminded me of like that Harry Potter vibe.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool, like, I could recommend this to like, Anthony, my kid's into anime. What should they watch? Oh, watch this.
Like, what do you call it? Watch this Witch thing. Like a lot of people know that I love like Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill, but I can never really, I always have a hard time recommending those to people because they get really uncomfortable with Yoko's appearance, or the fact that Kill la Kill deals with taking your clothes off.
Or, like, for me, with Gurren Lagann, like, even with certain anime fans recommending it, it's the sheer lunacy of that show.
It is, and it's just a robot.
Yeah, right? He's just like, well, why can this robot punch another robot into his head and make a new robot? Because anime, that's why. Yeah. I don't like that.
But Little Witch is like, and I can, like, that's the easiest one to push into someone and be like, If the style of this anime appeals to you, then you'll understand why I like these other shows. Mm-hmm. But
that's a dirty trick.
It is.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Check out this seemingly like unoffensive show.
Yeah.
And then just like secretly pile like other things behind it.
Like, be like, oh, you like that, huh? You like the style?
Why don't you try this? Why don't you try this thing called Luluco?
What's that? You like that part where she pulled up the giant magical bow and arrow and shot through the universe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got something for you.
Yeah. What if you shot universes at each other?
Let's take one step beyond. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm pretty happy to see that.
That's pretty cool. Do you have a pick after that?
No, I don't.
That's the one? Okay, so I had two quick ones. The first one is, recently there was a fighting game tournament called CEO.
Yeah.
CEO 2016.
Okay.
I actually forget what the acronym stands for.
Okay.
But pretty much this, the whole thing with this show is that it's kind of themed like a wrestling event.
Yeah. Right?
So when finalists for contestants come out, at least last year, they came out down a stage and they fought in a wrestling ring where a table and chairs were set up for their fighting games and stuff.
Yeah.
It was kind of nuts. But this year, like, their wrestling persona actually came to fruition. Because two wrestlers came to the event and showed off their gaming prowess. So one of them is Xavier Woods.
We all know who's
Xavier Woods is the hottest new thing to come out of the WWE.
For you guys who don't know Xavier Woods, you've probably seen, there's probably a short gif of it, of wrestling and some guys coming out dressed as like a...
Yeah, the WrestleMania and the two black guys come out as the Super Saiyans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Xavier Woods is one of those guys.
Yes.
But then also... kind of more indie wrestling is the, where is it? New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
There is a guy, his name's Kenny Omega, and he's kind of the new hotness in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
And both of them are known for like, for being gamers, and but they came out to CEO and had like a special event of like wrestler on wrestler, like friendly competition.
Oh, wow.
But they bring a little bit of their wrestling persona to the stage. So it's really fun to just watch the matches because they have like really fun taunts afterwards and stuff. And there's a bunch of videos floating around the internet of them like playing DDR on like a really high level. And they're just like going match for match. Like, So they have this like really friendly gaming competition with each other, but yeah. it was just a cool thing to see in like a slow week.
Cool.
The other thing is an update to TNIB's official game of our group chat, which is the Overwatch.
Oh, Overwatch. Yeah, yes.
Which is the Overwatch.
Okay, the Overwatch.
Where Torbjorn is getting a nerf. Yeah. So Torbjorn, if you're playing Overwatch, he's a menace right now, especially on consoles.
He's not too bad.
Listen, 5 Torbjorns and someone and a Reinhardt, unstoppable.
You know what I think a big problem with Torbjorn is? He can put down those turrets too fast.
He puts them down very fast. Like, they also don't cost him anything.
It does. I know, like, I didn't realize that there's no recharge on the turret.
No, like, or there's a little bit, but nothing to be...
No, but it doesn't... It starts immediately after you place it down.
Yeah.
It should start after you destroy it.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
So the big thing with Torbjorn's turrets is that they do a crap load of damage, and also they just snipe you from anywhere. So on PC, this isn't really a problem, but on consoles, it is.
Mm.
And Blizzard has seen this, and they're going to nerf Torbjorn, specifically his turrets. They're going to make it do 30% less damage, which is a huge debuff. Like, that's kind of nuts. I always thought that they could have just nerfed the range on it. Or at least, like, nerf the accuracy from a range. Because those things are just, like, MLG level, like, pretty much perfect AI aiming, right? And the bullets are basically hitscan.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch the kill cam on the turret. Because you can just see it move.
Yeah, and it's just, like, instant, too. There's, like, no travel time between. It's, like,
There is no animation. Yeah. It's just different frames and different angles.
It just snaps, right? Yeah. So I always thought they could have done that instead of just, like, nerfing damage straight out.
Yeah.
But this will be interesting on the console side to see if Torbjorn even gets played anymore.
Well, I'm pretty sure they tested all the different possibilities.
And I'm sure there's, like, some beta server. They're doing internal testing.
Yeah, and this is probably the best compromise they could come up with. So
I saw, but, like, there's a bunch of people in the comments of, like, the articles where... they just hate Torbjorn. Like, they're like, hey, can you also nerf his range as well as his damage? Can you just take his turret away? Like,
were you playing with us the other day? I know TJ was in the room, but we met this guy who's like level...
Oh, he only played Torbjorn?
Yeah. You know, his stats at 51 hours Torbjorn, and everybody else was minute?
Yeah, like 1 minute. He's like, I found the character I like.
And he still sucked!
Because he was attacking as Torbjorn, and I'm like... What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Home Slice?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Whatever.
It's cool. Oh, hot pro Overwatch tip that I just learned.
Yeah.
If you are playing as Lucio and you have the speed buff on while you're on a payload, the payload moves faster.
It does. It's marginally faster.
I did not know that. It's
faster.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. There's a lot of interesting stuff you could do.
Yeah, and I also just learned about, like, the Mercy, like, her dash toggle. Like, you can either set it in the options so that you, while you're healing someone, when you press dash, you automatically dash to them. Or you can set it so that it's still, like, whoever you're locked on to, you dash to, and you totally get rid of your healing partner.
You can toggle on or off your healing.
I didn't know that. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of interesting stuff. If you go through all the menus, like, you can find all the character-specific stuff.
Yeah.
But that's a lot.
Who goes through the menus?
TJ did it.
What?
TJ went through the menu. He looked through everything. His reticles are changed.
What? You can change your reticles?
Yeah.
Cool.
He doesn't have the... He just has a little dot in the middle of his screen.
Yeah, man. That's MLG. That's how you know you're pro.
Or just use the headshot.
Yeah. And also, like, that cross, all those circles get in the way, like...
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, man, that's how I used to play Counter-Strike.
That's different, because you have a mouse.
Yeah, but also, you don't, with the dot, you don't know how your spread is anymore.
That's true, and certain characters have horrible spread.
Yeah.
Okay, great. There's a couple things I was looking through just now that I meant to go check out, but I never did. Well, that's not a lie.
You saw it, and you're like, that's cool. Maybe I'll check it out. And then you didn't.
Okay, the first one I didn't see, I only read the headline, but The Rock has a YouTube channel now.
What?
He made a movie trailer, and I didn't watch it.
What is it?
I don't know. So you guys can check that out later.
Okay.
The next thing is Kanye's new video dropped.
Okay.
Famous. All right. Did you see it?
No.
I'll let that one.
I haven't watched the Kanye West video in a long
time. I will let you experience that on your own. In your own time.
What's the song where he's like, he comes up in the spot looking extra fly? Till the day I die, I'm going to touch the sky. Is it just called Touch the Sky?
Touch the Sky?
Is it?
I want to feel like Touch the Sky is the brackets after the actual song title.
That's like the last Kanye video I watched.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember. Anyways, just check out the video. Okay. It's art. All right.
It's
art. You'll see it. Yeah, I think those are it for our picks.
Yeah, it's very, very slow week
week. Yeah, I mean, what can you do? It was just after E3. Yeah. No, there's nothing in the video game world.
Sometimes news doesn't happen.
Yeah, anime is coming to an end, so nothing there. Summer's happening, so there's no TV news.
Yeah, man. All the kids are out of school, so let's not release anything.
That's about right. Sounds about right.
We gotta wait for Madden.
Shut up. No, felt Madden.
Can't wait till TNIB's Madden Club. We're going to be all Madden pros.
Let's move into our weeks. Let's talk about some fun stuff.
All right, fine.
All right. Last week, we did a review on Voltron.
We did.
I ended up finishing it.
Dang.
Because I was really tired. But it was one of those moments where you're like really tired, but you're not tired enough to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And then you're just like,
I just want to lay here and veg.
Yeah. And then and then you put on a show, and then it's just like autoplay.
Or you put on YouTube channels.
Nah, I didn't do that. Okay. I put on Voltron, and I was just like, okay. And it just kept going. And I was like, oh, I'm done.
Oh, hey. Oops.
Yeah. I think last week, I remember saying I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I still liked it. I actually kind of got disappointed by it. Okay. Towards the end. The show, I was surprised at how closely it followed, like, the classic kids cartoon template.
Okay.
In terms of, like, all their characters are all, they're all genre archetypes. Mm-hmm. Like, we know who they are. Lance is like that. He's the guy who's so fucking annoying. He's your best friend.
Yeah.
I kind of hate that guy.
What?
Whatever.
Lame.
Keith is hothead, but who's too hot that he can never just ignore Lance. And if he just ignored Lance, it would get more shit done, but he doesn't. Shiro's the leader.
Yeah.
With a dark past.
He's got a sick scar.
It was a fun show. The giant robot.
Yeah.
Was probably my least favorite part about Voltron.
It's still weird seeing it in like all CG while everyone else is hand animated.
I thought that it was the CG thing that was bugging me, but it wasn't it. It was just so uninteresting.
This robot's from the 80s.
No, but like the all the scenes with the robot just are so boring in comparison to like the hand-to-hand scenes with just the dudes. Like when she was fighting with his cyborg arm, or when he has to use a sword, it's always way more interesting and fun to watch versus Voltron bash like an idiot.
This show for me, so I've watched about half of it.
Yeah.
This show for me, it's made me not want any more reboots of anything.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Like, I like the show. It's cool. But, like, I just, in the back of my head, I'm like, Avatar was a new property. And Avatar is sick.
Yeah.
Like, I just want, like, rehashing old stuff is fun to a point.
Yeah.
But I think it's been happening so much lately that I'm just totally burnt out on it.
But have you seen the original Voltron? Like, what would that change for you?
I haven't watched all of, like, the original Voltron. I've seen enough to understand what Voltron is.
Yeah.
Right? And that's really all you need to know going in. But it's still the same thing. Like, he's made of lions. He's got a sword. And
yeah.
He defeats aliens. Like, he's a very cut and dry robot where I feel like they could have done something cooler if they did. Like, they might have done something cool. These are all what ifs in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's just... This is like an overall thing of like not just in cartoons, like just also video games. Like
I don't know. I think if the show didn't have Voltron in the title,
yeah,
then it wouldn't like because this is nothing actually like the original.
If Voltron. Yeah, if it was all things being equal,
yeah,
and this thing just was a different robot,
yeah,
like this show is still mediocre.
Yeah. Oh, but, okay, that's what I want to get at.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just think because it's Voltron, it's soured me even. Like they've done a mediocre show with a franchise that is known for being cool.
Yeah,
And it's just soured me on more reboots, remakes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. Like sometimes they stoop down to really childish joke level material.
Which might be what they're going for, because yeah, maybe. To be fair, it is a kid's show.
Like, I thought Hunk was cool and endearing.
Yeah.
But he's just barfing every 2 seconds.
And yeah, man. Like, that's quality comedy.
And I'm just like, that's good enough.
Physical gags, literally.
Yeah. And a part of me feels like I should have saw this coming when they did the fart joke with Lance.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's going to be that. I don't know. I guess maybe it's because it's from the Korra team or the Avatar team. And yeah. I'm just like, that cartoon actually tried to do stuff. Yeah. Like, they tried to push boundaries.
And that stuff, yeah, that stuff with what's the, in the original Avatar, the brother?
Sokka?
Yeah, Sokka is the comedy relief, and they've had, like, fart jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Bolin and Korra
yeah.
has all that stuff, but they've always done something deeper to where, if you're an adult watching this show,
mm-hmm.
You don't mind sitting through it,
yeah.
right? Because if you're watching it with your kid is like, cool, they're bending, they're doing stuff, like, look at all these cool powers.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, in the background, there's this overtone of, like, political intrigue and, like, a somewhat adult story to keep you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's the first season of Ultron. This won't be a spoiler for you. It ends on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
So that there's going to be a season yeah. 2. And yeah, I don't know. I guess I just thought of it to be a little bit more.
I feel like if this series launched within the kids section of Netflix,
I would have viewed it so differently.
I would have been way less disappointed. I would have viewed it way differently.
Yeah. I think, oh man, it's kind of a catch 22 because I kind of was going to ignore this until someone told me it was the Korra team.
Yeah.
And I was like sick. But then I'm seeing, I'm like, this is the Korra team.
Yeah. Like, this is just a kid's cartoon.
Yeah.
And if that's their ultimate goal, like, that's, they're super successful at it.
Yeah. I still think the transformation sequence, the stock footage they use.
Yeah.
It's a poor man's ripoff of, like, the Galgagar one. And I don't mean, like, oh, Galgagar is better. I just mean, like, I wish it actually just looked like the Galgagar one. I wish it wasn't like, hey, that's cool. I bet you I could do it, too, in Flash.
Let me keyframe all these things.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, that was that. Let's move on to other...
At least it wasn't terrible. Let's say that.
No, I still think the show is fine.
Hey. You know. It's better than nothing. Oh my
god, the theme of this show
is better than nothing.
It was better than nothing. You're right. It was a lot better than nothing. It was pretty entertaining, and I'll watch a season 2.
Will you buy a toy?
Nope.
Okay.
No. Nope.
Now, is it for your week, or you do something else?
No, I watched something else. I don't know if it's classified for children. Maybe it is. I watched the original Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
That's from 1984?
Okay.
Okay. I didn't like it.
I didn't think you would. I honestly didn't think you would.
Yeah.
Because there is a time and place for that show. And that time and place is when you are early double digits to late single digits. Yeah. And you're like, look, slimed everybody. And there's a giant marshmallow man.
Yeah.
And look at all this funny stuff.
I was watching it. I'm like, holy shit. This is a child's cartoon that's dressed up to look like a live action adults movie.
Yeah.
And
that's the secret. That's the thing. Like, as a kid, you're like, I'm watching an adult movie.
But it's not,
right? And it's tricking you with its visuals. But really, it's like the simplest of stories.
Because, like, the main characters swear, the dude's a womanizer.
And yeah, like, and you're like, oh my gosh, this, like, is all this for is adults. This is
adult.
Yeah.
But it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
I like it. Yeah. I really like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But I watched it at the time where if you are a boy at that age and you watch Ghostbusters, you are going to love Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of my friends are like, oh, I hope you like it. That's my favorite movie. I'm like, oh, cool. I hope I like it too. Fucking hated it. Like,
favorite movie? I don't know about favorite.
They're like, it's one of my favorites. Well, I mean, mind you, a lot of my friends are toy collectors and stuff, so they're kind of in that
place. There's a certain skew.
Yeah, okay. So just remember that. Nothing against people like Ghostbusters, but I mean, that's just the mentality.
Nothing against toy collectors.
Those guys fucking suck. A bunch of losers.
Vince.
I play video games.
You're a toy collector.
No, Vince. I don't know what you're talking about. I collect modern art.
Posable art. You collect modern posable art.
Yeah, but no, and so yeah, I didn't really enjoy Ghostbusters. In fact, this movie is 2 hours. It took me 2.5 hours to watch.
Because you had to, like, take a break? Like...
No, because I every like 15 minutes, I would zone out and realize I wasn't paying attention, and then I'd be like, where am I?
Oh, that's funny.
And so I had to rewind and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the plot, like, I don't know. When's the last time you watched Ghostbusters?
The last time I watched Ghostbusters... probably like 17, 18.
Okay. So maybe you're old enough still to remember it.
Yeah. And like I still liked Ghostbusters, but this is with the caveat of I saw Ghostbusters when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right. And there's somewhat of a nostalgic charm.
Which makes sense.
And I can totally remember what I enjoyed as a kid from that show. But I would never recommend Ghostbusters to someone that is like 19 plus. Yeah. Like 19 plus, if you haven't watched Ghostbusters yet, like you're probably not going to like it.
Yeah.
Like there's a good chance.
Actually, my friend Matt, I think he was talking to you about that board game you played last
one. Yeah.
And he was like, you didn't like it, huh? My wife watched it for the first time a month ago. She didn't like it either. I'm like, yeah, because we're old.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, definitely it's jaded adult plus late to the party is a huge contributing factor. And that's my fault, I guess.
There's a lot of things in that movie that are great, like, groundbreaking moments when you're a kid. Yeah. Like, I've never seen anything do something like this. Yeah. And all the, like, oh my gosh. But after you've seen a bunch of stuff, you realize how tropey it is.
So that's the thing. Like, I don't know if... So I found it really predictable, but I don't know if that's because I grew up with so many cartoons that now, like, I've seen this, and maybe this was the mold that they all derived from, and it's just come full circle, and it's like, well, now I see how all this pieces together.
I don't think it necessarily molded from Ghostbusters,
but
it molded from whatever formula that Ghostbusters was made from.
The number one thing I hated about the show, though, or the movie, was Peter Venkman. I hate Bill Murray.
What?
I hate... Maybe not Bill Murray himself, but I hate his character.
In Ghostbusters? Okay. Yeah, he's a little bratty.
He's such an asshole.
Yeah.
Like...
But that's you, man.
No, but it's weird. But it's different because he's an asshole. He doesn't want to be part of the team, but he takes all the credit.
Yeah.
And I'm just... I've always hated that archetype.
Okay.
He's also, like, the super womanizer. And like the opening scene, I think, is him doing the psychic test.
Yeah.
And
wasn't there one scene where he's getting like a blowjob from a ghost?
No, that's what's his face? That's Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Okay.
Yeah. Also, yeah, that's an
That's an explicit scene.
Yeah.
As a kid, I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, that's all when I was watching. I'm like, what the hell?
You can get away with a lot of stuff in the 80s.
Apparently.
Okay. All right. So I am currently in training to work at an unnamed camp.
Is it a child's camp?
It is a child's camp.
Okay.
So we learned about like camp songs and stuff. They told us certain chants that they used to say at camp in the...
Oh, this ought to be fun.
In the 80s.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
And like you could totally get away with it because it was whatever. Yeah. So there was a lifeguard chant that CPR resuscitate.
Yeah.
This is how I get a date.
Yeah.
Wow. And this is like something, something, save yourself, something, something, I'm working on my tan, right? So it's like, hey, drowning person, save yourself. I'm a lifeguard. I'm working on my tan. And like, you can't say that now.
Yeah.
But I was like, man.
And that's relatively tame.
Yeah, you can get away with a lot of stuff. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. The one resuscitate thing is.
No, the tan one.
Yeah, the tan one's tame.
Yeah.
But like the one, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get away with a lot of stuff back in the day.
Yeah. But yeah, so... I'm probably not going to watch Ghostbusters 2 or... Was there only 2? 3?
I think Ghostbusters... I don't remember. I remember Ghostbusters 2. I don't remember if there's a 3 or not. But yeah, like, I honestly... Even with this Ghostbusters remake...
See, I want to watch that. And I want to see... Because that's... That new one with the chicks?
Yeah.
It's adjusted for modern day.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the hate from this movie is coming from the fans who like the original. So maybe for me it'll be switched.
Maybe. But for me at least, it's like not even because of like, oh, they replaced all the dudes with girls or whatever. Yeah. It's just strictly because like Ghostbusters for me is a certain time and place. Like it's almost like a period piece.
Yeah.
Like this is like what the 80s were.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I'm not really interested in seeing a newer redone version of a movie I've already seen.
I get that. A lot of the Transformers fans feel that way about Transformers.
Okay, yeah. Right. Like, see, that's the thing. Like, I was interested in seeing Transformers because I never, like, my intro to Transformers and end of watching Transformers was Beast Wars.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Next on my list is either Alien.
Okay.
Or Predator.
Or Predator.
Yeah.
Predator's really good. I really like Predator. That's because it's cheesy action 80s movie.
I know.
Like, there's the scene where they shake hands, just biceps on screen. Like, oh, it's so good.
But the thing about why I want to watch Alien is because someone told me that it's just Metroid.
Yeah.
And I was like, really?
And so, but would you watch Aliens?
Well, if I watch Alien, I'm going to commit to 4.
Okay.
Predator, I don't know how many.
When you get through Alien and say by happenstance you get through Predator, are you going to converge on Alien versus Predator?
That's the natural conclusion. Okay, all right. Like,
okay.
I can't not do that. All right,
that's okay.
Why? I mean, I've heard terrible things, but how can you not?
How can you not, right?
Yeah.
And then you go full circle and you watch Prometheus.
Oh my god. Oh, wow, that's true. That is out there. Well, who knows? And then, of course, my week is just more Overwatch.
Okay.
Big surprise.
Oh, what? No way.
I finally got my Gundam suit for Pharah.
Nice. Mecha Queen.
Next up I'm hunting down is D.Va's alternate. B.Va.
Okay.
As in B.V.A.
No, of course. I understand what.
Where she's a bee, like yellow and black, like Bumblebee.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Okay.
That's all I got. All
right.
That's all I got.
I actually haven't been playing any Overwatch.
I know. I've noticed.
I've noticed.
We've noticed, Anthony. We've noticed.
We here, the collective hive mind of Overwatch, have noticed you have not been playing.
Yeah.
But I've been playing my Vita.
We've noticed.
I finished Persona 4 Dancing All Night, like, actually just before this recording.
You did.
I only had, like, a couple cutscenes to watch. Like, that thing's a visual novel. And
as are most Vita games.
I'm learning quickly that most Vita games are visual novels.
Yep.
But that game is just like strictly about friendship. And like,
so wait, what?
Yeah. And it's like, it's about being your true self, right? Just like regular Persona 4 is. Like,
so it's the theme of Persona 4.
It's the theme of Persona 4, but with dancing, and then the frustrations of the main cast already having learned those things of like, it's okay to be your true self. If you have friends that support you, to like, your true friends will let you be yourself around them, right? And they won't judge you and stuff. And and then it's them dealing with other people who haven't learned that lesson yet, and they're like, no, please, like, you gotta feel it through my dance. So how it works is that there is a mysterious world that's somewhat like the TV world, but not like the TV world, where in this world, you cannot be harmed. There is no harm that can be done. So if you punch something, nothing happens. Yeah. If you try and shoot a gun, like Naruto tried to shoot her gun, like nothing happens. Like, it just clicks, right? Like,
and she has a gun.
Because she's a detective.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only, like, everybody, all these, like, there's all these shadows in it that are connected by this ribbon because they all want to share a bond with someone. And the bond that the evil person is saying is that you can be in this, like, kind of veg state and you can just, like, be in a world where no one can get hurt, no one feels sadness, but also on the other end, no one feels happiness, no one feels joy. You're just kind of in this middle state. And the thing of the world is that nobody who doesn't want to be there goes in. There are only people who are voluntarily going into that world, right? And there's another mystery on top of it that's intertwined, and that would be kind of spoilers.
Yeah.
I did find it was kind of obvious, but I did find the way they implemented it kind of interesting. And pretty much all it is it's a series of dialogue to a dance section. And literally what it is you are going through a hallway. You get to a dance stage. The bad guy's like, I gotta say my stuff. Bye bye. See you next stage. Doors close. Shadows appear. And they try and force you into their bond. And you have to, through the magic of dance and making the crowd interpret your feelings through dance, they are all like, man, this bond is whack. I want a bond like that guy has with his friends. Or like that girl has with his friends. Whoa. And then they all disappear into the ether, and then the doors open and you go to the next stage. Whoa. Yeah.
So what you're telling me is that it's an on-rails dance simulator?
It's an on-rails dance simulator with teenage friendship trappings.
Great.
The answer is friendship. The answer is always friendship.
I mean, the game always looked entertaining.
But yeah.
Wow. That's something else.
Yeah, the answer is friendship. The actual rhythm game, like the actual game portion of this,
tell me about this,
is really fun. Is it? I really do enjoy it. Especially, apparently, there was an update where you can do... So, I told you what the game was last week, like, with the six buttons.
Yeah.
And, like, the flick of the analog sticks for scratching. But they apparently came out with an update where you can use the shoulder buttons for scratching now.
And that's a lot easier.
And it's a lot better. Because it felt in harder... Like, harder difficulties are hard.
Oh, because you don't have to use your thumbs?
Because I don't have to move my thumbs off, it makes it more manageable, and it feels more skill-based because the analog sticks are so loose.
Yeah.
Right? And then the buttons are way more tactile.
Sometimes it doesn't register?
Yeah. Mm. And most of the songs in the soundtrack, I've realized that I do either like enough to want to play through it, or I just like enough that I have already put them on my iPod, because the version I got came with, like, the full soundtrack.
Yeah.
But there are certain remixes in that are just, I feel, that are just super trash.
I think they have, like, seven different versions of Reach Out to the Truth.
Yeah, Reach Out to the Truth is super popular. Yeah. Though they have like, a kind of P4D version. They have, like, three remixes by, like, DJs. And then they have, like, a Persona 4 live concert edition where the background is just a video of the concert. Yep. That they play that song a lot.
They do. I like Dance.
Dance is good. I like Dance a lot.
I like Dance.
The vocal version of the Juness theme is really good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, with that Nanako dances too. It's pretty good.
I also like Maze of Life.
Maze of Life is good, yeah. Also like the choreography that's going on in the background between these characters. Like, you barely have time to watch it, but...
Well, you can't.
Well, you can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of catch glimpses during like slow parts.
But... Which almost makes it feel like a waste.
But you can watch quote unquote perfect playthroughs of it, like the computer just does it for you, and then you can just turn off.
I was gonna ask, can you?
And you can just watch the choreography.
So that's just kind of creepy now.
Yeah, and I'm just watching. I'm just a watcher.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I beat it. As a story, it's entertaining if you've played Persona 4. Like, if you have attachment to those characters, the story means a lot more. But otherwise, it's kind of just like mediocre anime trope friendship conquers all story.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
My whole thing, though, is like the high score. Like, I'm going for like the perfect runs I'm going for.
Yeah. I think I remember when this game was announced, it was announced with Arena and Q's. And I think this was the dance one was the one I was the least interested in.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't have a Vita. So I knew I was never going to go play it.
But you can get a Vita TV.
Can you still?
I think so. Maybe.
Oh. We'll see about that.
Maybe Amazon has it.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, speaking of which, you just reminded me, I still gotta play Q's.
You still haven't played Q's?
It's still sealed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are the tarot cards still sealed?
Yeah.
Dang.
The whole thing's still sealed.
Dang.
My copy of Persona Arena...
Ultimax?
That's still Suplex sealed. Hold? That's still sealed.
Yeah, you haven't inflated Teddy? Like, that's like the coolest thing. Man, that Teddy's cool. Yeah. But yeah, the game's pretty good. I did enjoy it.
Cool.
The other thing I've been doing is playing Uncharted The Golden Abyss.
How's that?
Which is also on the Vita.
How's that?
It's cool. Like, playing...
It's a technical showpiece?
It is a technical showpiece.
Ah.
Playing Uncharted on that Vita is really cool, and it's crazy seeing the lengths at which a portable system can be pushed nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is when we saw the new Pokemon stuff...
Yeah.
Right? We're like, whoa, they made, like... a console Pokemon that I wanted like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Vita is just like, nah, this is like, they're already one step forward. Right. And it looks really good. They have like an interesting thing where, to climb stuff. You're always climbing stuff as Nathan Drake.
Yeah,
you can like drag your finger along the path and it like auto climbs for you. That's really useful. Cause like sometimes pressing X over and over again gets very tedious.
Okay.
They have a couple like cute mini games, like you're doing charcoal rubs on like ancient symbols, so you gotta touch the screen and stuff. Or to turn artifacts you get, use the back touch. Like it's very cute gimmicky stuff, but I feel like this is like a real third rate Uncharted story wise.
Yeah.
Uncharted is really famous for having its like friendly banter between characters as the adventure is going along. But for some reason, the way they wrote this, it feels so forced.
I don't. Well, first of all, it wasn't done by the Uncharted team.
It was not. It was done by Bend.
Yeah.
Who is currently Sony making? Bend? Who are they making?
I can't remember.
Yeah. They're making something at E3 that I actually wanted to play.
It was at the Sony conference, right?
Yeah, I just forget what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what they're making.
So yeah, the Bend Studio made this, and like, it's just, even though they have like Nolan.
Oh wait, North, Bend. They're doing Dog Days.
Dog Days.
I mean, Days Gone.
Days Sorry. Gone?
Sorry.
Did I want to? Okay, no, that I'm not thinking about. Nope, that's the wrong game then. I was thinking about something else.
I'll look it up.
I think it's Days Gone, but I think I confused their studio with another game that I wanted to play. Yeah, but it's just like, yeah, it's this real third-rate Uncharted story-wise. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like, the gameplay's down pat, like, platforming, you're still, like, you're jumping and stuff's breaking underneath your feet, and you're climbing out of precarious situations that no actual person should be able to get out of, and it hits all those Uncharted notes. And it's fun, because I don't have Uncharted 4, I'll say that.
Oh, I still gotta get Uncharted 4.
Yeah, right?
Man.
Game Club, though.
I can either buy that, or I can get the Uncharted collection.
Eh, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. And then the last thing I've been doing is went back PS1, because the Vita plays PS1 games.
Yeah.
I've been playing Legend of Dragoon.
Dragoon?
I actually heard that a lot of people don't like this game.
Yeah, in the wider scope of classic PS1 RPGs.
Yeah.
Legend of Dragoon gets a little bit of a hate fest.
A little bit. I've just seen people just absolutely shitting on this game. I was listening to a recent episode of Retronauts.
Yeah.
And they all just like, no, this game's trash city. And I'm like, whoa. Like, yeah. I just so happen to be playing it and they're talking about it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm very early.
Mm-hmm.
But so far I like it. Yeah. I like the whole, like, it's like, not active battle system, because that means something different. But when you attack, everything's timing-based, almost like a rhythm game. So you can get additions to your attack if you time your X presses within this like square.
Yeah.
And if you perfectly time it, you'll do like a whole move and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's also the counter-attack mechanic.
Yeah.
Where during your combo, an enemy can counter-attack you, but you have to like switch buttons on the fly.
Yeah.
That's just really cool, and it keeps you engaged in the random battles. Like, you don't ever zone out. You're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
and so far, it's pretty cool. I'm just, like, I'm not super far. I know there's a dragon. They tore down my city.
Yeah.
I've been in a forest for a bit, and I've been grinding.
It's weird, because I think that game got a little bit of a hate fest for its story.
Yeah.
Or where it went. But then at the same time, look at Final Fantasy VII, right?
The game, yeah.
That's had a weird story, too, but it is the game.
Sure.
Right? It is like the game.
Sure.
But no, I remember Legend of Dragoon. I think that was supposed to be Sony's answer to all of Square's huge heavy hitters.
Like, we can do stuff too!
Yeah, and it was actually really good, but I think in the age where it came out, like, it came out beside Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
Vagrant Story, you know, and then they had Parasite Eve, and then they had,
during, like, the time when Square like, couldn't be touched.
Yeah, it came out during the golden age of Square Soft.
Oh, yeah, Square Soft, sorry.
And Legend of Dragoon, I guess, was always gonna be that outshine. Like, people even regard Chrono Cross better than it.
With, like, Chrono Cross is okay. Like,
which is, I always thought that was weird.
I haven't beaten it,
mm-hmm.
but I've always felt that, like, a game where a little girl is the strongest character in your whole party. It's a little weird.
Mm.
But no, like, right now I'm really liking Legend of Dragoon. Like,
it's a good throwback RPG, yeah.
And it's just, it's good to play on the go on the Vita. Because, like, I don't actually have to find a save point.
Oh, yeah, right? That's true.
I can sleep. I can hit sleep, do a couple battles. And, like, that Vita battery lasts forever.
That's good.
So, like, I've had to charge it, like, twice since I bought it.
That's nice.
That's it.
Nice.
But yeah, no. So yeah, a lot of Vita stuff. A lot of Vita stuff. So I beat Persona 4. I just bought Sharp FE.
Yeah, you did. Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Which apparently almost got like a perfect on Polygon. Like, it got 9.5.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Apparently the reviewer, she quoted it as being co-ed Sailor Moon.
Which sounds awesome.
Yeah, which sounds awesome, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of like, oh man. Like, I'm in that hard situation now, because, like, no, you shouldn't buy a Wii U now. Like, there's absolutely no reason to buy a Wii U.
As much as I love the Wii U,
yeah,
if you are not going to buy at least 3 to 4 games for it,
yeah,
don't buy it.
Wow, that's what I was thinking.
Like, I really like the Wii U, but yeah. I made that decision at the beginning, and I was there for when games came out. Like,
yeah.
Bayonetta 2 is still one of my favorite games this generation, yeah. Period.
Yeah. So this is going to be one of those hard, like, it, like, I hope that I don't get tempted enough to do it, mm-hmm. but we'll see. Yeah.
You can always borrow my,
yeah. My Wii U. Yeah, maybe. And by the time, well, we'll see. Hopefully, maybe when the NX comes out, we use go for mad discounts.
Or they'll just be backwards compatible.
That's true.
Because, like, there's no motion in Sharp FE, and, like, I don't know if you really use the Wii U gamepad much.
That's true.
But, like, I don't see why they couldn't just make it backwards compatible.
Very true.
Like, Nintendo is the only console that's doing backwards compatibility now.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Xbox. They have their whole initiative.
Sony's the only one who's ditching it.
True.
Although, true. They're really pushing PS2.
Well, they're pushing PS2 on PS4, which is rebuy that shit with trophies.
Oh, that's true.
That's
right. I keep thinking the Xbox one is you have to rebuy it, but that's only if you want to.
Yeah, that's only if you have, if you want to buy the digital version, go for it, but you can just have the disc.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just still waiting for Lost Odyssey.
That's true.
Yeah, apparently they're having trouble with multi-disc games. So.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Speaking of that, did you know Sakaguchi?
The Gooch?
The Gooch, the one, the father of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
The man who made Lost Odyssey. His studio is called Mistwalker.
I just rewatched that Mega 64 video of Sakaguchi. Of
the Gooch?
Yeah, of the Gooch, of him going, like, the fake Rocco and whatever, or the fake, like, business guys. They're like, finally, to make my final game, Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 2, this doesn't even make sense. Like, oh, fuck, that video is so good.
Yeah. It's a classic.
And Cliffy B shows up.
Oh, man. Yeah. The mid to late 2000s are still my favorite era of video game.
There's a lot of good stuff. That was the part of video gaming where, B-tier gaming still existed. Like, but it was in full swing.
Yeah.
And, like, you could get all of the weird stuff and, like, all of the stuff that was super experimental and probably became, like, some of the best games in that genre.
Yeah.
But, like, the way the business is now, you can't really do that anymore.
Yeah, like, that's still my favorite. Like, I don't think there will ever be another time that I'll cherish more in video games. Rise of online multiplayer and, like, all that stuff.
The release of God Hand.
Sure. Whatever. Okay.
The best Zelda game to be released, Okami.
Okay. I was going to say claims of the PS4 having two HDMI ports, it being so expensive that you need to get a second job for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss those
the PS3,
days.
You mean?
Oh, yeah, the PS3, my bad, yeah. I miss those days.
Yeah, I know, the PS triple.
The triple.
You got that triple.
I do got that triple. You don't need that Zelda?
Got that Zelda? Yeah, you don't need that Zelda. Oh, that video's good, too. Wow, that's real inside baseball. Okay, yeah, mid-2000s, like early 2000s, mid-2000s mm-hmm. video games. What are we talking about?
Yeah, something like that. I was going on by the Gooch.
Yeah.
Because he has Mistwalker as his developer.
Yeah.
Or his studio. He's making another studio.
Oh, what? He just made one.
Well, I don't know. Mistwalker he made mid-2000s. It's been 10 years. He's making another one. I looked up what Mistwalker did recently. They've only been doing mobile games.
Okay, that makes sense.
They had a canceled project for the Xbox.
Huh.
That was an RPG, but he's making another one. Heard the joke going around, they should call it Dawn Walker.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. But, I forgot to put this in my picks because I remember there was something I wanted to show. Michael Bay, directing the next Transformers.
Yep.
He's released a couple screens.
It's like a young girl and a junkie Wall-E looking.
Yeah,
a lot.
That girl's really young. I don't know. Michael Bay and there's a time when it's like, yeah, Michael Bay, you hire the Victoria's Secret models. We know what goes on. When you hire, like, when you're pulling out of the Family Channel Nicktoons family, it's kind of like,
It's only because of his reputation.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone else did that, you'd be like, okay, they casted a kid.
Yeah.
But because it's Michael Bay, you're like, man, you're like, Michael, you're coming on anime territory here. Like,
but I think he secretly did it so that he can pull light away from what he secretly did to Megatron's face. I'm going to show you a picture of the new Megatron. Tell me what you see.
That's a vagina.
What?
That's a vagina.
On his mouth?
Yeah, on his mouth. He has a mouth vagina.
Yeah, right?
Why does Megatron have a mouth vagina?
I don't know.
It's like fully constructed mouth vagina, complete with parts.
It's scarily detailed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like it. Please don't tell me Optimus Prime's face looks like a penis.
Well, he hasn't revealed the full Optimus Prime face yet.
Okay.
But I don't even want to take a bet.
Oh, wait, no. So Mighty No. 9 came out on time. You won that bet. No, I won that bet.
Did it, though?
Did it?
The Xbox 360 version got delayed. They didn't get delayed, but none of the codes worked until the next day.
Technicalities.
Yeah. So I don't know how. I don't know if you figured out where that one stands.
Yeah.
Because the game was pretty much... Well, I don't want to say it was playable, because I know there was, for a good part of the day, a lot of the codes didn't work.
Yeah. But it still worked. A lot of the codes worked within the day.
Yeah. But whatever. So that was it for your week? You didn't have anything else?
Yeah, I played the Doom demo.
And?
It's Doom, man. That game is good.
Okay.
Like, even from the first level, that's the way it controls, it controls like Doom. Like, they took Doom and modernized it in, like, really smart ways.
You gonna buy it?
Eventually.
Why not now?
Because it's too expensive.
But it's on sale.
But I just bought Sharp FE.
But it's on sale.
I just bought Sharp
FE. Steam sale.
It's not, no. There's no box. Wow. I need that box.
So, listeners, Anthony sounds like the most hardcore gamer to you all, right? Everybody knows that in today's gaming age, you have to have a PC, right?
Yes.
Right? Don't all the best gamers nowadays have
PCs? I guess apparently all the hottest pressers all play on PC.
Everybody knows that, you know, PC for the win, the master race, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And doesn't Anthony strike you as that type of character when it comes to video games?
No.
He does to me. He does to me.
No, way.
He does to me from the outset. It's like, he likes video games. He must have a rockin' PC.
Nope.
You ask him, he says no. But if you ask him why, it's not because PCs are too expensive or he just doesn't like mouse and keyboard. It's because of Steam.
Yeah, everything's digital.
You can't get a boxed game.
I can't get a boxed game. I can't get a
CD, DVD. How sad is that?
No, it's not.
How sad?
I went through my whole spiel before of why I want physical media.
That's like, I almost feel sorry for you, and then I realized the stupidity of the situation.
Like, listen, I will buy Steam games if I cannot buy them physically.
But you will also buy your Steam games and then double dip for a physical PS4 copy.
That's totally true. I did do that. I did do that just recently.
I know, because I've seen you do it multiple times. Yes. And then I ask you, why did you buy the Steam one?
I don't know. I have a problem. A lot of it, to be fair.
Yes.
Humble Bundles.
All right.
Humble Bundles.
Listen, like, no. There is no way you're going to use charity as a shield.
I'm
going
to use charity as a shield. Because I very rarely give the money to charity.
Ooh. Oh my. Wait, so on the slider, you just put it to...
Like, I put it to, like, 10% is charity. Oh, no. And then 0% is humble, and then the rest is
developers. Because you're like, I want my games being made. I want more games made.
And so sometimes the bundle is, like, real good.
Yeah.
So I'll give a little more to charity and humble.
But still.
But mostly it's usually the developer that's getting the most money.
Because you want them to keep making games.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I understand that mentality. Still doesn't make you any better of a person. But okay. Glad we have that sort.
The worst I ever felt was on some specific bundle, I put charity to zero.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that felt gross. And then I didn't do it ever again.
You put it to zero?
I put charity to zero.
It's not even like they ask you to spend more money for charity. It's just,
yeah.
It's the money you're already
spending. It's within, I know, right? And I was like, vroom, to zero.
Well.
I felt really bad after that. If that's any
I don't know how to respond to that. Kind of. Man, I thought I was a bad person.
Apparently, like, sometimes I do some bad stuff. Apparently.
Actually, this is true.
Yeah, like, I'm borderline villain sometimes.
Would you say... So, where are you on the 9-square? Chaotic, good, evil, neutral?
I'm probably... Like, I would like to think I'm chaotic neutral, but I'm probably more chaotic good than chaotic neutral. Like, my personal thing is like, man, I'm totally chaotic neutral. I'm just out for myself. But, like, when I think about it and, like, certain things, it's like, nah, I'm, like, chaotic good. I'll do pretty much whatever as long as it's, like, a good outcome for most people. Except for that one time.
that one
time. Except for the incident.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was a dark day in my life. Wow.
Flashing back. We better get out of here before the other Anthony comes out. Thanks for listening, guys.
Persona! No. You're not me!
Oh, man. Whose line is that?
Huh? Everyone's? Like, I think specifically it's Chie's.
Okay, like, yeah, because I remember, yeah. Like, someone does it, like, in a yeah. really annoying voice.
You're not me!
And then, it is Chie.
Persona!
Yeah. Oh, God.
And she's like, oh, wait, who's Chie's again? Because I know Yukiko's was the bird.
Oh, Chie's was Tomoe. It was like the...
No, I know who Tomoe was, but what was her boss version?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, because Yukiko's was the bird in the cage. Things was the frogs.
Yeah. I don't remember what Chie's was. The way they did Chie's is kind of like, oh shit, we didn't write a story for her.
Yeah.
Let's just throw her in. Yeah,
she is one note Kung Fu lady, so we'll make her story one note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her whole thing exists within someone else's arc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's within Yukiko's arc. The mid-boss is Chie's persona.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
That's, it's kind of sad when you think about it.
Poor Chie. Best girl, though.
No.
Best girl, though.
No, she's not best girl. Risei fan club, unite.
Combine. Form like Risei.
Yeah.
Kujikawa squad.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it was another we always do this. We come in with no plans, no preparations, and we still bang out an hour.
Yeah, killing it.
That's how you know we're professional.
On time.
All the time.
Some subconsciously, somehow, we just know.
Mm, yeah, because you know what? We were getting to your week, and I was looking at the clock. I was like, 30 minutes? Is this going to be a short one? Looking back here, it's like 58.
Damn.
Nope.
So yeah, I don't know. If you want to find us... Yeah. Facebook.
Yeah, we're Fears generally the there. We generally respond there. Yeah.
YouTube.
We generally respond there too.
Yeah.
Or we try to.
We try to, at least.
I know there's a couple people out there who commented, I think, is it Lion's Den or something? He started listening. I believe. So I only got the email with a comment, and it said 153-ish.
Ish.
And I was like, what's this even mean?
What, we forget what we say, 2 weeks later.
So I'm assuming that's where he started listening.
Which is
pretty good.
We're on like 280 something.
Yeah, you've been there for... Almost half. It just means that you weren't around for the great 3-hour epics.
Were they great?
He wasn't there for Jimka Hasting.
Was that...
Podcasting in the dark.
If we want to critically analyze our podcast history, is Jimka Hasting actually the best episode?
Yes.
Okay.
That was...
Or is it just best because it's the name?
You know what? I think it was the name and the banner.
The name and the banner were hilarious. I don't actually remember what happened within that episode.
I just remember it was Ken Block's Ford Fiesta.
Yeah.
Drifting through the fluorescent lights.
Drifting through fluorescent light tubes. Yeah. And then it's just like Jimka Hasting.
Yeah. But now that I think about 153, I think that was around the time I started posting the podcast on the YouTube.
Oh, okay.
On my channel. So that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I assume there's a lot of... I wonder how many people still listen from those.
But, yeah. Pretty cool.
Because I still get a lot of hate mail for...
Whatever, man. Podcasting in the dark.
That was great.
That was dumb.
Yeah, that was great. Stupid. Pro tip. Podcasting with the lights on or off doesn't make a difference at all.
Because it's audio, baby!
Yeah. We stalled enough. We hit our goals. See you next week.
Bye.